Seawolf join us today on The Cafe. They are the band incarnation of singer-songwriter Alex Brown Church. They have an EP, Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low, and a full-length album, Leaves in the River, to their credit. They sound even better live. Here they are in the studio with their song called Winter Windows. Seawolf are playing live on the World Cafe today, and that is Winter Windows from the new album Leaves in the River. And we're getting a chance to talk with Alex Church about the band, about how things have progressed. You know, it's interesting to me that you are making music, as you've got a varied background. You went to film school, you've done a bunch of different things, particularly this music, as I know you've played in different kinds of bands too. What led you to do this?
I think it was just kind of I mean, music is something I've always wanted to do, but I don't come from a musical family, so it wasn't something that I thought that I could do until I was older, and started a band with some friends in Los Angeles called Irving. You know, that was the first band I've ever been in, so we kind of learned you know, what we were doing. It took a while, and eventually I came upon these songs, and it kind of became Seawolf.
I know you spent some time at NYU at film school. Does this music relate at all to your time in film school?
I would say so. I think that I think I definitely kind of have a visual and sort of storytelling approach to my songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Seawolf, if people know, Jack London wrote a famous story called Seawolf. And how does this relate to that and to Jack?
I think that, you know, Jack London is from Northern California, Bay Area, and so am I. And he was just sort of a mythical figure growing up. And I lived in the country for a while. We lived in the Sierras, and I lived in the woods, basically, and so I just identified with, like, Jack London, sort of a city guy, but also a guy who was, you know, a real outdoorsman. I think that for me, as a kid growing up, the wolf was always kind of this, again, this mythological sort of animal that had all this, you know, it had a kind of a stigma attached to it, but I sort of related to it because I felt like it was, I don't know, I just thought it, there's something about it that I related to. So when, so I don't know, for a number of reasons, the name kind of registered with me.
It's kind of weird how many bands have wolf in their name now.
I know.
It's kind of,
it is.
Now, maybe you should tell people what the character Wolf Larsen is like so that they know that that's not you.
Yeah. Wolf Larsen is, he's this villainous, sort of murderous captain of a ship, a sealing schooner in the late 1800s. And but the thing about him is that he's a self-taught intellectual. So he keeps this, I think it's like a gentleman critic, like a, you know, a newspaper critic or something. I forget what he does. Sort of is shipwrecked and floats out to sea and is picked up by the sealing schooner, captained by Wolf Larsen. And Wolf Larsen keeps him on the boat, basically, just to have somebody else around that, you know, was smart enough for him to have conversations with. So so he's, you know, and he basically just kidnaps this guy and just for his own, just so he can, you know, have somebody to talk to.
And that is not our guest today, Alex Church. That is Wolf Larsen. Another one from Seawolf from the album Leaves in the River. What do you want to play next?
This song is called Middle Distance Runner. Distance one.
I'm just too tired to fight. So my darling, I'll succumb. But you have to run to me tonight. Tonight I will love you forever, but I'll only ever be a narrow distance runner.
See, well, for playing live on the World Cafe today, and that's Middle Distance Runner, another one from Leaves in the River, the new album. So, Alex Church, we're not to take it too literally, but were you a middle distance runner?
No. Ah. I can't say that I was, actually.
So it's pure metaphor or pure imagination?
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Okay. Who's playing live with you? Who's part of the band today?
We have Marissa Michik on keyboards, Anya Perry on cello, Byron Reynolds on drums, Ted Lisinski on bass, and Aaron Robinson on guitar.
Well, Alex Church, let's talk about your childhood now. It's that time.
Okay.
You mentioned growing up in the Sierra Nevada. Where did you grow up, actually? What town?
There's a little, well, actually, just outside of this, and we lived like 4 miles out, like in the. In the outskirts of this very small town called Columbia, California, which is actually a historic gold mining town in California. That's a state park. They preserved it. It looks just like an old West town.
Wow. And what goes on there? Is it a lot of tourists, or what's it like?
There are a lot of tourists, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not like heavily infiltrated by tourists, but because it is a really small place, but yeah, that's pretty much what, you know, that's probably most of the business comes from tourists there.
And what did your parents do?
Both my parents are in the construction business. Like I said, a very blue collar background.
And music not being particularly a part of that. Was there any music in Columbia at all?
There was, actually, and you know, I remember my earliest memory of like wanting to play music was when I was a kid. You know, we had bluegrass bands would play in the street there all the time, and there was my mom. You know, one of my mom's friends actually was a singer, and she was great. But I remember wanting to play the fiddle, and that's actually my first instrument. When I was 8, I took violin lessons for a year, but it was with a classical a teacher, and I just wasn't interested in that kind of music, so I didn't stick to it.
But had he been a fiddle teacher, you might have kept going?
Yeah, completely, because that's what I really wanted to do.
Now, this, you've got to explain this to me. Somehow your mom went traveling, and you ended up going with her, and what was that about?
It was like, yeah, my mom, she and a bunch of her friends built a house for another group of friends in the country in France, and so we went out there and we lived in a tent with, you know, a lot of other people, and not, well, our tent was just us, but there's a lot of people around us in tents as well, just building this house, and you know, it took a long time. And I think we were in Paris for a couple months before we did that, and then maybe for like a month or something after we did that. So it was almost a year.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. How old were you when that was going on?
I turned 8 there.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't like high school years or anything, but that sounds pretty cool.
No. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's, you know, I have very fond memories of it. It was definitely an influential time for me.
Seawolf are playing live for us. They have a new album called Leaves in the River, and we're getting to hear the songs live. And Alex, what's next?
I think next we're going to do a song from the EP called The Garden That You Planted.
Good morning, dear. Hope I didn't wake you too soon. My mind is growing tired of too much thinking what I should do. picture you out there. It must be beautiful this time of year. All those East Coast leaves floating round like embers from burning trees. Well, the weather out here is just the same, but the garden that you planted remains.
Our guest on the World Cafe today is Seawolf, the work of Alex Church, and that's the garden that she planted. Well, what do you want to finish up with?
This last song is called Your Wolf.
One that you were looking for, you're not gonna find her here. spoke to me. He said, "You're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf. You're a wolf. You're a wolf. You're a wolf."
You're a Wolf, finishing up our session today with Seawolf, one you'll find on the album Leaves in the River, as well as the EP Get to the River Before the River Runs Too Low. Rivers, wolves, mountains, all kinds of...
Leaves.
All in there. Mm-hmm. Alex, thank you. Alex Church is Seawolf for all intents and purposes. Thank you so much for being here.
It was an honor to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
Seawolf, our guest, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.